Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Through education, motivation, and implementation, we will bridge the gap between knowing and doing so we can master fat loss naturally and help you reach your highest potential. Let's get started. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. Thank you so much for spending some of your day with me. Today is a mini-sode. You know, I've done these motivational mini-sodes in the past, and this one comes about because I was writing in my journal, something that I do every single day, and the thoughts are primarily for me, although I've been toying with the idea of like little clips of inside my journal, because it's kind of a fascinating place. When I look back, I'm like, that's an interesting idea. And most of the ideas never make it outside of my journal. But anyway, I digress. I was writing in my journal, and one of the ideas, though very, very simple, is, I think, worth sharing. And sometimes when I have these short, simple ideas, I'm like, it's not enough for a podcast, but it is because we're here. And whether it's 2 minutes or it's 22 or 72, it is what it is. And when I do these motivational mini-sodes, my hope is that for some of you out there listening, this is one that you'll want to play over and over again to remind you of some key ideas that will help you take action towards whatever it is that you want to achieve. The short statement that I wrote in my journal that prompted me to make this mini-sode is, when I practice what I preach, my life is darn good. When I do what I know to do, life is easier and I am happier. Simple, right? And I know for many of you guys, you aren't exactly preaching whatever it is that you need to do. You might not be in my position where I talk a lot about eating fat loss friendly foods, or I talk a lot about my workouts, but my point here for you is you already know what to do. You already know enough to get where you want to go. And I think many of us overcomplicate things. 99.9% of you know enough to get from where you are now to where you want to be. If I asked you, you could easily identify 2 to 5 things you could start doing that would make you feel healthier, be leaner, be happier, or all of the above. Unfortunately, we convince ourselves we need to know more, or really, we convince ourselves we need to be in a better place to execute. So we need to be less stressed. We need to be less emotional. We need to have more support or more time or more money. No, you don't. You actually really don't. Somebody emailed me the other day and they said, you know, the one thing I'm lacking is support. Everybody tells me that I'm fine the way I am and all I want is them to support my goals. And I said, it would be lovely if they did, but that's not a requirement. It does not have any bearing on what you put in your mouth, how you move your body, how you think, how you behave. It just doesn't. So everything that you tell yourself you still need to know, no, you don't. You, if you are honest with yourself, know more than enough to reach your goals. And when you tell yourself, well, when things settle down, when I have more time, when I have more money, when I'm less stressed, no, right now. Because honestly, whatever is not right with your life, that is the reason you are putting things off, you will make it more right when you take care of yourself. So if you are sad, if you are stressed, if you are overwhelmed with taking care of a million different people in your life, you will make those things better when you take care of yourself. So it is actually even more important that you do it now and don't wait. There is no time when it matters more to take great care of yourself than when you don't feel like you are well taken care of whether that's because of job stress, family stress, emotion loss, grief, you name it. You don't need to find more information. That way of thinking, either my life needs to be different, my attitude needs to be different, or I need to know something more, that is how we let ourselves off the hook. It is a delay tactic. They are excuses. If you just did what you know, your world would change for the better. And you deserve that. If you're really willing to be honest with yourself, you already know what you could do or change to feel better. You don't need a system. And, ready for this one? You don't have to be motivated. You cannot rely on motivation because it ebbs and flows. I would say, 3 days, 4 days out of 10, I wake up not motivated. And I have to do the work anyway because I know it makes me feel better. And I don't want to feel crappy. And I don't want you to feel crappy. So you don't have to be motivated. You just have to commit. You don't even have to be committed. You just have to commit, not to everything, but to a few things. Here's what I'll recommend. Pick just a few things that you feel will set you up for success. Sit down with a blank piece of paper and ask, what are a few things I know that if I did consistently would make me feel better? If they're small things like, I would feel better if I kept up with the laundry or if I took a shower within 30 minutes of waking up. If they're small things like that, commit to doing them, all of them, every day. If they're bigger things that are more like skills versus habits, skills, things that we have to really be patient with ourselves on mastering over time, like the golden rules of carbs and fat loss, which I go through in episode 195, then consider focusing just on that one. So if it's a small thing like a habit, do them all, because the more you do, the better you'll feel, right? It's so easy. It doesn't mean that it doesn't take effort, but these are really simple things that could take your life to the next level right now. You don't have to wait. I don't want you to wait. It gets harder when you wait. I'll give you an example. For me, I am more productive and more motivated when I stick to my morning routine. I'm always a morning person, but I'm not as committed as I could be to the flow of my morning, like first this, then this, because sometimes I turn on the news, sometimes I don't. Sometimes I meditate first thing, sometimes I don't. But I don't need to understand morning routines better, and I don't need to research the morning routines of successful people. I just need to put a structure in place and commit to it. For me, that is something that improves my entire day, from my choices to my attitude. And you know those kinds of things about you. You know what would help. Stop searching. Stop waiting. Stop talking yourself out of it, because there will always be a reason not to do it. And quite frankly, that reason will always be bunk, garbage. Commit day after day to these simple things you already know, right? Don't accept excuses from yourself. When you do that, you're saying that laziness is more valuable than happiness. You know that's not true. I don't want that for you. When you make excuses, you say that your comfort zone is more valuable than that goal you have. You know that's not true. You've done that. Now what? What do you know to do? What do you know that will make you feel better or happier or more at peace? Do those things. Do them today and do them tomorrow, but you only have to focus on one day at a time. Don't be the thing that holds you back from what you want. Take yourself there. Go there. Move in that direction with the choices you make today. And do not bounce around this thing to that thing to this thing to that thing. Identify what those things are for you. Just a couple or a few, even one, that you know will make you healthier, happier, or more at peace. Do that. You know way more than enough to get there. You don't need to know if lemon water in the morning is okay. You don't need to know the difference between sweet potato and white potato on your blood sugar. You don't need to know if you should work out on an empty stomach or after a meal. You already know enough to get what you want. And now is the time. Now do what you know.
Thank you. you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.